Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Monday, May 20th, 2019. And this is Live Talk. I am Kip Stube.
And I'm Jonga Kandemiri.
Tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about the current harsh economic situation in Zimbabwe.
To join our discussion, phone us directly at 001-202-619-2077. And as usual, we call you back.
Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 meter wave frequency and on the 4930-6080 and 15460 kilohertz shortwave, Monday through Friday at 8 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, at www.voashona.com, and at www.voandebele.com.
If you have just joined us tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are talking about the current economic situation in Zimbabwe.
Treasury says the country has secured lines of credit of up to $500 million from international banks designed to increase the supply of foreign currency for imports, industries, and other sectors. The government says this facility is expected to stabilize prices in the country.
The central bank has advised members of the public that with immediate effect, procurement of oil shall be done through the interbank foreign exchange market. The bank says there shall be only one foreign exchange rate to be used in the market for the importation of all goods and services. The one-to-one exchange rate that was being used by the oil marketing companies for the procurement of fuel will be discontinued with immediate effect.
The government says this is being done in order to promote the efficient use of foreign currency and the tackling of the current economic decay fueled by corruption and other ills. At the same time, the government has announced that ZUPCO fares have been reduced by 50% with effect from tomorrow.
And there were reports that there were running battles today between vendors and the police in Harare. What's going on in Zimbabwe?
Please note that we are live streaming this show right now on our Facebook pages, VOA Studio 7, VOA Shona, and VOA Ndebele.
Yebo, Jonga, kunjani mfowethu?
Angiyaphila ndodoti.
Angiyaphila kakhulu. So ke izupho phela singayigatha uhambe lapho yakhona.
Yes. You know, when I was growing up,
yes,
we used to buy a ticket
for
2.5 cents.
Yeah.
Then you board the bus, you go to town and come back.
Yeah.
With the same ticket.
I'm
not sure whether on the return fare we were paying, but we were using the same
ticket. I'm not going to go into that as well, because I know what we're doing to the tickets.
That's what that's why I said it was in the early 70s.
Yeah, you know that old the iron checker. Yeah, the iron that you use.
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
But later they introduced punching clipper.
So we're in the same boat.
Yeah.
Yes, we're going to have a corner. Lamhlanje sikhuluma ngezomnotho kwele Zimbabwe. Kukhanya ngazani ke sokungani kuloku hlupho olukhulu kakhulu. Khona apho nxa sikhuluma nge-exchange rate ekhona kuna manje. Nxa sikhuluma nge-RTGS kulabanye abathi i-126 nxa ukuthi utshintsha imali to mali. Kuzobuya i-126 nxa utshintsha kwi-electronic. Kuzobuya 125 nxa utshintsha kwi-mali to mali. Abanye sizokuthiwa ke sebehamba bethi 127. Electronic. So singathi ke umnotho weZimbabwe unganukuqa ngamadolo sibili. Nxa sesikhangela okuningi okwenzakalayo njalo kuyakhanya lokuthi ke sokulaloko kuthiwa yi-Operation Restore Sanity emadolobheni. So lapho ke izupho sokuthiwa ke sokumele yehliswe kakhulu sibili imali yokugada. So nxa ngikhuluma ngemali yokugada sokuthiwa ke nxa kuyikuthi uhamba 1 to 20 kilometers kade ubhadala idola okwamanje sokuyi 50 cents. Nxa ukuthi ukuhamba 20 to 30 kilometers bekuyi $1.50, khathesi kuyamele kube yi 75 cents. Nxa uhamba 30 to 40 kilometers bekuyi $2 impondo, khathesi ke sokulidola elinye. So ke kukho konoko kwethulwe lugatsha lwezemali kwele Zimbabwe. Siyabona incwadi le esayinwe nguGT Kuba Matanga uthi ya.
Nxa
sokunjalo. Uyakhuluma lapho Kuba Matanga.
Yes.
Kuzobuya ke i-Central Bank, i-Reserve Bank of Zimbabwe. Ithi konke kade kusenzakala ukuthi oil kuyathathwa imali kunikwe abayithengayo kube yi 1-to-1 exchange rate so kumele kuphume konke lokhuyana. So kumele kwenzakale ukuthi nxa uthenga ifuel uyazithengela nje ubone ukuthi irate yangkhona ihambelana nomkambo
nemusiwo
ukuthi ya ukuthi uhamba njani. So ukuthiwa willing buyer, willing seller basis. Kunjalo ke kodwa ke sizwile okunye futhi ukuthi khona ngale kulokugijimisana kumangalisayo eHarare amapolisa lamavendor.
Yes,
uhlela ukukhona vele mfowethu.
I think Assistant Commissioner Paul Nyat explained what happened. He said the police had a report of a man who was allegedly abducted by four men, his former customers, because this guy sells and repairs cell phones. So these guys came and accused him of selling them a cell phone that was not working, and they allegedly kidnapped him, demanded their money, forcing the guy to call his wife, who was home, to bring money to town. And the police heard about that, and they had to go and rescue that man. That's when the vendors
attacked
the police. Yes. Mm-hmm. And then he says that the vendors attacked the police who were to rescue this guy. Yes. Tunizwe ya edukuti jaka wanda, shiriku nzi jakumu kama baudi asi, jese jino kuna kusungwa, chimwene chimwe, nengu wa yacho. Tunizwa kuti nasi, dano ratangwa na urumende, ndire kudira mari, hivi mbiso ya kaitu kwa hii, mari leta $500 million, US dollars, anzi kuti inge ichibatsira, vano tenga jino kunzawa, inge ichisikwa mabanga, kuti inge ichikwansa kuwa anikwa. Atizwe ya edukuti mari yazo, budira kudiru kwa ere, nukuti tunona kuti gorene gore, kana kuti nguwa ya kawanda, urumende inge ichungwa uimbisa kuti iri kudira $500 million. Kuita onya ya kuti kambani ye Zupco inotakura wanema bazi, vazi visa wa urumende ya zivisa kuti vadi mura maridza achiripirwa newanu neshukamu makumi mashanu kubvamu zana 50% fare reduction kutanga mangwana msa watu kendo 1 May. Ndi imwe nzira yoyo iliku batsiro wanu. Kuita onya ya kunzi urumende ya misanya ya kutu wanu wanotenga mafuta ya zimotu kari wangu wachenda wa shino tora ne rete 1:1. Anzi waku wanisikuwa umari zozo ze kunze ne rete inenge ilipo zuwa iroro. Wamu wanu tarisira wa shino kwa na kureru tsa zinu mkwani kwa kwe fuyo. Wamu wangu wa shitu wa mungu waigo na utakanga haitora ni 1:1. Zimungu wa hizu tengi sapa mkambo. Mkambo mwe inoe black market yanga ichi ditema ino kutu msiwe yaka mira sei kuma 5-6 ikoko. Kana wakungwada kuzunotenga mbengi inengeri kuma 1:3 ndezvimwe izvozvo. Kuita onya yatati kurukura na Gibbs
kunzi
mapurisa nemavenda vari kunzi vaidzana mutsimba kukikiritsana wrestling mutaundi zvaita kuti papwanywe grazi re kambani inotengesa kana kuti chitoro chinotengesa mishonga cheQV Farmers. Saka ndo zvimwe zvezvinhu zvatiri kukurukura nezvazvo. Ndinonzwa kuti tina va Michael Ndweni vari parunhare iye zvino vanove mukuru ve vanotengesera migwagwa kana kuti mavenda.
Yes, and Michael Ndweni is also a political and economic commentator. He's based in the city of Kings and Queens, that is Bulawayo. Ndweni, good evening and welcome to the program.
Thanks, Gibbs. Good evening, listeners.
Yes, thank you so much. Give us your assessment of the current situation in Zimbabwe, taking into account that this 500 million facility that the government is talking about in terms of trying to, you know, mitigate against the increases in prices. So give us your take on that.
Yeah, I read about that also in the media, and that the government is going to, they call it drawing down $500 million and then put it into the market and deal with the interbank payments, among other things. I think the idea could be a positive one on paper, but then it's another thing if we talk about the real impact of that. I think our government is good in giving these statements, and then at the end of the day, you hardly see the action on the ground. So I think I wait to see, just like all these Zimbabweans, to see whether this is going to bring about any meaningful change. But what I did today, actually, by end of day, I tried to make an assessment just to move around town and find out, looking at the black market rate particularly, because I thought that there was going to be bearing, in the black market rates. What I got was that the rates have gone down. Actually, around 4 p.m., The rate had gone down for about 10% or so. So, but then I'm not sure whether it's they wait and see from the black market dealers to see what's going to happen, or the man has been putting the market into the banks, and therefore the market is now flooded with US dollar. I am not sure. I need to find out maybe tomorrow to see and analyze the situation and see whether this change is going to be sustainable. But as we speak right now, nothing really has been seen besides the going down of the rate by about 10%. So I'm not sure whether it's the impact of that, or people are now speculating and holding on to whatever they're doing to see if this is going to happen.
Thank you so much, Mr. Ndweni, and stay on the line. Do we have any people that are following us right now, Jonga?
Let me.
Because I can see phone. That on the Ndebele VOA Studio 7 page, there are so many people that are following us right now. So what do we have there?
We have Mr. Belief Gaule on the phone. He's a ZANU-PF activist and businessman. Welcome to our show, Mr. Gaule.
Thank you very much. Good people, and how are you today?
We are doing fine. Thank you for joining us. We are discussing about the state of the economy and the measures that the government is trying to put in place to address some of these problems. And the major talking point, Mr. Gaule, was the injection of the $500 million into the interbank market. But some say the government has been saying this since time immemorial. Whenever there's a crisis, it promises to inject $500 million into the market. What's your take on this?
I think people, at times, must learn to be patient and wait and see if ever the minister is going to fulfill his promise. And this is exactly what the minister has said. And remember, austerity for prosperity by the minister is still on. That's the minister is doing his thing. And this is exactly all what the minister needs is our support. And remember, yes, you are talking of this money that is supposed to be injected into our economy. The US dollar, that is really, we are in a crisis, and we desperately need that money and in order to really do business, because we can't do business without money. And this is exactly things that really, things are bad in the country as we speak right now. But I foresee a situation whereby if we manage to get the money that the minister is talking about, and really we it will go a long way towards helping us in the situation that we find ourselves in right now. But at the same time, let me ask him to say this to you, that let's be patient. Let's give the minister time to do his work. And really, let's give him the support that he deserves.
Thank you so much.
Yes, hello, Mama Lapake, Ikumweni, Ukero Moyo. Mama Moyo, kunjani, Mama? Yeah, Mama Moyo, uyangizwa?
Ngiyakuzwa.
Ye nanku ke kukhanya kulodubo kule Zimbabwe. So ke kukhanya ngazani ke uhulumende uthi isedinga imali i-$500 million ukuthi ifakwe phela emnothweni welizwe kwenzela ukuthi kudingwe impahla ezijiyeneyo. So wena ungathi ngakhona kunjalo lokuthi kambe umnotho welizwe uya ngaphi ngamafutshane sibili mama?
Imali yangikhona bayidinga bethi bayibhadala ngani ngoba vele ilizwe kalilayo imali yangikhona. Lezo zinto abazidingayo yiziphi izinto abazidingayo? Ngoba bona ngokwabo yiba abalokhe beqeda imali, bemotha imali, bedingana le zinto ezingalangqondo. Kathesi kunja izibhedlela zilalokhu zeni azilamithi. Abantu bayafa, bayaphela. Xa kuwukuthi awukho kuzanu uyafa, ungazange welatshwa. So yiluphi usizo lwangikhona oluzaba khona?
So kodwa wena ubona ngazani kuyaphetha ngani khonokho mamoya?
Mina vele mbona kuyikuthi khona into abangasenzela yona vele ngihlala ngitsho ngithi mina into abangasenzela yona thina ezabantu bakomthwakazi vele umnotho wethu uyasilingana usanele kahle bona kabathathe sisenze nje i-restoration yona lana vele ibuyele endaweni yayo sibone ukuthi khona abehluleka ukuthi begavene izwe labo ngobani thina ezabantu bakomthwakazi singakwanelisa ukuthi sizenzele izinto zethu umnotho wethu esinawo uyasilingana
ye okwamanje kodwa
basempumalanga vele bona ba-corrupt ngokwabo
nxa sikhangele khona manje mamoya ukuthi ongayenziwa kathesi ukuthi kulungiswe khona manje esingathi ungavuka kukhona kusasa yikwini
mna vele ngifuna i-restoration
yes
yiyo nje i-restoration engiyifunayo ngoba kathesi kunje sikhangelele imali ezimotshwe nguhulumende esenza khona lokho okuthiwa ngokokukhumisana umlotha egebha amangcwaba abantu ebhadala amalokhuzeni labana kuthiwa yini laba ngesilungu ngiyakukhohlwa lokho laba ababehlola ukuthi umuntu wafa kanjani zimalini zona leziya into ezenziwa ngesikhangethani kufihlwane vele so i-restoration vele mbona ngantha yiyo ezanceda ukuthi konkona abantu bebe lokuthula
ye siyakubonga kakhulu ke emoyo ungadinelwa kusasa mama sibongele kakhulu ye okay papa so mamoyo yes mamoyo is saying that the only solution is to let those people live in Harare and somewhere else live on their own. Then we have the southern part having their own people, yes.
But still using the same currency.
That shouldn't define. So let's hear from Tinguzulu Khumalo. Baba Tinguzulu Khumalo, kunja?
Nikhona ngatsholani baba.
Siyaphila kakhulu kuya. Ye, kuya lapha abantu banengi sibili. Akutsho wena lamuntu umuntu simnika 1 minute 30 seconds ukuthi akukhulume isifiso sakhe. So kuthi eZimbabwe vele kumele kwenzakaleni. Kukhanya ngazani phela into ehluphayo umnotho ungani suguqa amadola.
Awumnotho usuguqe ngamadolo lakhathi esidube. Iqiniso ukuthi ubukhokheli esibe labo kusukela ngo-1980 ayikayisiyo quality yobukhokheli obungabuse emhlabeni lowo. Yikukhokheli obehlulekayo kakhulu 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 okungakwazi kubonakala emhlabeni. Iqiniso ukuthi ungakhangela ukuyanga sikuloku nzima kakhulu kuqale ngo-1980. Akula muntu wake wanotha kusukela ngo-1980 ngaphandle kwabantu abatshontshayo kuphela. Ukusebenza lokuzisebenza lokhu vele kakusasizi umuntu empilweni. Uhulumende lowo okhona ama-policies akhe kawamphuculi umuntu, kawaliphuculi ngitsholoni ilizwe. Instead adala ukuhluphe kokukhulu empilweni zabantu. Ngoba yena uhulumende lowo iqiniso ukuthi ngabantu abangoguluva amatsotsi bona bakhangelela ukuthi bona ngokwabo bazinothise kuphela ngama-resources okufuza ukuthi athuthukise ilizwe okuyinto embi kakhulu njalo bekwenza khonokho bakwenza belobugebengu obukhulu kakhulu obokuthi abafuni kubona ukuthi abantu babakhangele bafuna ukuthi benze ingani bona ama-resources ngawabo personal property ama-resources awo elizwe which is very unfair
ye isikhathi duse sikunika 30 seconds baba qathisa khonapho
kathesi kunje bayehluleka ukuthi ba-improve babone ukuthi okuyikho okubulala i-economy kuyini kambe abantu baluze izimali isikhathi sonke lesi abantu baluze imali ngama-barrier check kathesi kwabiswa lokho okuthiwa ngama-bond notes lakho futhi sekusikhiphile ezimali nasiselazimali
kusenziwa
ngabomo nje ngamapholisi afileyo
ye tu isikhathi sibongele kakhulu baba ungathina kusasa yes, that is Mr. Khumalo. He's saying that the country is not doing well in terms of policies. So he says, you know, if you look at the bond notes, you look at everything that the government has been doing, it has not worked. So why do they continue doing the same thing? So he says maybe things should change. So
we can hear from Mr. Gaule.
Yes, Mr. Gaule, before maybe let's go to Mr. Ndweni. We finish it with him and then he takes a rest. So Mr. Ndweni, in brief, you know, before you just take a rest, In brief, what do you think should be the solution to what is going on in Zimbabwe?
Right. I think this is a song that we've been singing, Gibbs. The government cannot be borrowing money from wherever they got the money, the $500 million, to fund fuel just burning the cars. I mean, to find the fuel crisis. I mean, it's not sustainable. And actually, this is burdening abantwana abazelwe, children right now being burdened by the debt. Because someone has to pay for this debt that we are making every day. So I think the government must allow the private players to bring in fuel from whatever they want. Not to fund the fuel. Of course, it's an essential commodity for the country to have to run, but I think it must open for other people to bring in fuel. That's number one. Number two, the government must deal with the current issue. We cannot, even if they put this money, as long as people are still being paid RTGS. I was talking to someone yesterday, they were saying, Mike, I'm earning $320 a bond, which is now less than $50. You get what I mean? So what do you do with that money? The rent, they're supposed to pay rent for a room, you are paying around $30 per room in the townships. You understand what I mean? So the government must address the current issue, and I think it must do away with the bond and maybe adopt even a run. I think that's what it is sustainable for now. But I think the government must deal with the current issue now and also allow players to turn into it. And let's borrow money and fund the productive sector. We cannot borrow money and just purchase things, just to make things happen. Because I think what's happening now gives us this. Just a few hours ago, I saw a statement, I think, on the ZBC handle that the government has slashed down the ZUPCO, bus fares. Right? How are they going to fund the price slash? It's a positive move that I understand people are already suffering, but how are they going to sustain that? Where is the money coming from? Is it taking this money from whatever we're getting it, subsidizing people, and there's no productivity that we're talking about? You know what I mean? So we're going to have a kind of a short-term interventions that are not sustainable, and we'll keep on moving, making a mistake and not progressing as a country. So I think we need to be very serious, deal with this current issue, fight the public sector, and then, at least for now, in intermediate, let's allow private players to bring in fuel from outside. So for me, those was my take, to deal with the current crisis. Because I hear Mr. Kaule saying that, by the way, Mr. Kaule is my former teacher in Malanda Primary School. Maybe you have forgotten me. I think people have been patient enough. People have to pressure Mr. Kaule. I think this government has been there since 20 November 2017. You know what I mean? Well, this is now almost 2 years, and they're saying people should be patient. And their lives are going back and back, and the young people their lives are doomed now, as I'm speaking. And we are saying people should be patient.
We have another caller who is online.
Until when?
Thank you so much.
People are talking about children, people dying in hospitals.
Thank you so much.
People are dying in hospitals. I think the government must actually make drastic measures and deal with this crisis once and for all. It is to be about.
Thank you, Ndiwen. You can now take a rest. Thank you so much for having joined us tonight. Papa Ndiweni, I think we've got Masimba Kuchera.
Tinawa Masimba Kuchera vati joina parunare pamwechete nemwe muteereri vamasimba Kuchera tinogamuchira asi vamangobata timhonzo kune muteereri ari parunare ane kanguva akabata. Hello caller.
Hello.
Makadi.
Ndinofara hangu ndatenda zvikuru kuti pomukana unditaure zvandofunga.
Zita ndiani?
Ndinonzi Adonzi.
Adonzi.
Yebo.
Alright, taurai zvenyu vaAdonzi.
Yeah, mukoma muza nyaya paZimbabwe apa yakutongoti sota nekuti tikurarama tiri matambudziko nguva dzese. Nyaya yezvikwereti nyika hurumende isararamire zvikwereti kunge chirema kana kuti bofu kana kuti hanhene munhu asingakwanisi kuzvibatsira. Vauruna vanga vangogadzira mitemo ya vakanga vakanganiswa kutanga nguva yava Mugabe. Vakagadzira mitemo iyi, let's say in investment policies, nenyaya dzavo dziya dzekuti zvanzizo indigenization chichi hazvina kuipa, but maitirwo azvo ndovanodzinga chii vanhu vane mari dzavo. Iye zvino izvi zvikwereti zviri kutorwa izvi ka idambudziko redu isusu mangwana. Anozodzura zvikwereti ndiani? Vamutuli Ngube ngavaone kuti vanhu vavakajoina vezani kwavakabva kure vakatikoromorera zvikwereteka zvichatambudza nyika kuzvibhadhara zvikwereti izvozvo. Ngavagadzise mitemo waro wokuti vanhu vauye vaite mabhizinesi muZimbabwe. Ndokuti mushonga uripo paZimbabwe. Atingati isusu kastirane muzvikwereti nguva dzingawana kunge zvirema. Zimbabwe isichirema. Zimbabwe kuti professionals of all kinds. Handi mazvona. Saka ivoka jiwo vakaondonga zvinhu. Kana yangozi yezanu PF iri kuitika yatorera matiri manje yangozi yezvinhu zvakaitika zvakakanganyika zvakawanda. Mwari kavanga vachiregererwa kumana. Kana zvikwereti zvazvakaita navakaudzanye chikwereti.
Aiwa
ta. Kana vakundikana tosarenda.
Tapanzwa baba, thank you so much.
Aiwa vagaulavo gavaone kuti hapana nguva yodiwa apa. There's no time. We don't talk of trial of an era. Iyi nyika tinayo Zimbabwe. Haidi zvikuedzwa. Tinoda zvinhu zvinofamba panguva yezvinofa ngezvichifamba. Vadzidzi gaure ngavataure semunhu akadzidza chaizvo. Hapana nguva yodiwa.
Ndizvo zvo.
40 years, 30 something years.
Muri kupfuna muri kupi mukoma adhonzi?
Ndiri kuSA mukoma, takatobva kumusha kuti mushaya mabasa acho bona.
Kubva maenda kuSouth Africa.
Tiitawo zvimwe zvinhu kumusha, tiri kutya futi mabhondi.
Ndizvozvo. Aiwa, tinotenda zvikuru. Thank you so much for joining us. Regai tinzwe kuti vadare vedu vanotichi nezvamataura.
Zvakanaka, tenda zvikuru mukoma nekuti pa mukanzi.
Thank you so much. He's saying the situation back home is now is now desperate. You know, yeah. We cannot continue tolerating that. He says the government is borrowing too much, and I think he warned the minister Mthuli Ncube to find remedies for the problems that the country is facing instead of trying to fix things by borrowing.
Uh-huh.
Yes,
says it's like
you end up like having Ngozi.
Yeah.
So, yes, so you can welcome Mr. Masimba Kuchera.
Yes. Mr. Kuchera, good evening and welcome to the program. Are you there, Mr. Kuchera?
Yes. Hello.
Kunjani baba? So, Mr. Kuchera, we see that Zimbabwe has secured 500 million from somewhere. Where did they get this money from?
Well, they just say that they got the money from international banks. Now, we know that now there is this 500 million, which is the put into the banking sector, hoping to stabilize the interbank market. Our problem is, I think, is threefold. Number one, we do not know where this money is coming from. Number two, we do not know under what conditions did we get this money, which is the key. But number three, we also do not know the mechanics of how this money will be distributed. I think this is the challenge that we have. We do not have a transparent government, and it didn't start now. It's been the nature of our government. The government does not want to reveal these things. But I think it's important for the nation to know some of these details for several reasons. Number one, some of these debts, as of now, we still we inherited debts from Ian Smith when he was borrowing, when he was under sanction. He also was borrowing, and we inherited some of those debts. Some of the debts are also recklessness and poor prioritization and poor choice making by this government.
And I guess they were supposed to get parliamentary approval, right?
This is what Section 300 and Section 301 of the Constitution says, that there needs parliamentary approval. You remember that when the Defense College was being built, this is the only time Parliament approved the debt, because the Chinese wanted that to be approved by Parliament in conforming with the Constitution. This is what should happen. Parliament must know and must also be able to approve these debts, but it doesn't happen that way.
Yeah, so let me say, Ngubambumlo Mokonapo, Dr. Slokola, Ikungwen, yokuthola uncube jijonga wathi sithatha uncube cingwane
yes bancube
ye ncube kunjani baba
impilile tata zikandani mkhula wami
siyaphila kakhulu ye umkhula sincube
yebo
ye baba akutsho ukuthi umnotho welizwe ubona njani kona manje
lokhu tata kuvele kusobala kusobala sibili ngoba akusela lutho but sivele akusela ngitsho zona ngugudi kuyikukhawula kwabantwana bezimbabwe sinje ikakhulu abantu abampofu mpela hhayi bathwele nzima bathwele nzima ngoba kulapha kwenzakala umathanda kuphelela izini abamabhizinesi sebezenzela umathanda ofuna ukwenza intengo yakhe la yenze kwakhe kwekhanda lakhe yikho lokho futhi ukuthi uhulumende wangikhona yoloti open for business uvuleke amabhizinesi anjengalapha
So open for business ukuthi uyavuka ukwezi intengo yempahla very open
yeah ngiyabona yeah ngoba kulokho wakukuchoyo sibona kuphela ukuthi ha phela sesiyinkotha bona zindlovu eziphezile zibophane ngembo
kulungiswa njani manje ncube
kula ngenye indlela njengoba lokho ethikaza ukubambana lokhu lokuxolelana lokho kungacaciwe vele kutho ukuthi akuyinto kwangikhona ngakuhambi singazi ngoba bona ngithi yibo abasiki bebunda bavele bakwenza ukuthi babethanda lokuthi abanathina amandebele kasikho vele besihlalele bodwa kwasekuphethula ngonkulunkulu
hhayi-ke siyakuzwa mkhula ungadinelwa kusasa baba
sibonge kakhulu lathi ngapha ngiyabonga kakhulu angisela radio ngangilani njengoba ngake ngalibikeli ukuthi ngasuka ngathelwa yindlu
oke njani wakwatshwa hhayi sizathi sikhulume lao singaqeda namhlanje umike uzakufonela likhulume
Yeah,
that's one of the Mr. Ncube. So Mr. Ncube is not a happy man. He says there's chaos in Zimbabwe. So maybe let's try Mr. Gaule.
And hear from Mr. Gaule. Mr. Gaule, also I wanted to throw this question to you. Yesterday we spoke with ZANU-PF Youth Secretary for Commissariat, is Mr. Godfrey Senengamu. And his team, they were in Chimanimani in Manicaland, where they were warning business people who are raising prices willy-nilly that they should not take advantage of President Mnangagwa's silence on imposing price controls. And he equated that to rising against the government. Do you believe that this will work? These are threats or warnings to business people because the business people are saying what dictates the price is how they get the foreign currents to buy whatever they want.
Are you there, Mr. Kaule?
Comrades, Chairman Gam and these other guys who were in Chimanimani and after realizing that these people, they are increasing prices like this madness of increasing prices. To me, it's the sabotage. And to me, it doesn't help. But it is there to create a lot of tension, commotion, and all sorts of things for these other people to achieve whatever they want to achieve. So it's for the government. And remember, the party is supreme. These are members of the party who are raising that concern to say, no, government, check. Things are not okay on the ground. People are, there is sabotage. People are sabotaging all government efforts to really maybe try and control some of these prices. And, as we speak right now, prices are increasing almost every day, and there is no reason for that. And we are all worried about that. And where are we getting to? Where are we heading to? And this is our main worry, because this will create a lot of problems for us and for our government even then. Because people, at times these people have been calling for demonstrations, blah, 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 all those sort of things, and people are putting more pressure. And these are the people with a hidden agenda. And this is exactly why these senior members of the party are worried, as raising an alarm to say, government, be very careful. Things are not okay on the ground. People are now doing increasing prices willy-nilly for no good reason at all. And, you know, today the cooking oil is $20, and for no good reason. To me, it amounts to sabotage.
Thank you so much, Mr. Gaule. Please do stay on the line. We have a caller. We have Mr. Mananda. Vamananda, lamsa ucela ukukhuluma kutaura kuspeaker.
Magadini, ko greeting to all Zimbabweans.
Taiba Tinofara, thank you for joining us.
Where are you guys? Okay, thank you for taking my call. Quickly, and you told Angola Kareba Nassim, but I'm going to And I'm going to talk with some Mibunzo, you know. Nika inonzi yaka budirira. Ya mingi mchanga kuti ekonomi yayo yaka katika na shakanaka. Nika inonzi yaka tira shakanaka politika uere. Niki ya mnacho nge ichi reporter shakaita say. Ekonomi yabo inonzi yaka mbomira say. Kuti ne politika uzese zizmige zifamba say. Kuti nika ile ya kabudirira. Maone na andino zita andichisa mpunga. Kuna ndaisa kuna wama simba kuchesa. Kuti vandi batile wone na wiyo hiyo. Nika inga famba za kadini kana media iri negative. Nika inga famba za kadini kana na mwenika political instability mwenika musina kukatikana. Choita zipi, what is the way forward? Kuti nika ifambe zvakanaka zvinoita kuti kiti pari zvino nika yakufamba zvakanaka.
Okay, regai tinzwe vakuchera.
Zvine chikonzero chokuti ndinofunga kuti muZimbabwe maita magraduate anosvitsa. Zvabva zvaita kuti chero navanyuye vacho havana zvavanotombodzira.
Chiregai tipa kuchera mukana. Tivape mukana kuitira kuti nguva ifambidzane nemi. Regai tinzwe vakuchera vapindure mvunzo wenyu. Vakuchera manzwa mvunzo wavunzwa navamananda.
Regati dai hozo tekutanga. Nyika chaedza iyo haikwanisi kunge ine kuhwani une mufungiro mumwe. Media inokwanisa ngeti inobvumidzwa kuti tinge tichiona zvakasiyana-siyana. Hapana chinhu chakashata pazvinhu zvakadaro. Even mapolitical parties anofanira kuonawo mionero yavo yakasiyana-siyana. Mukaenda kune dzimwe nyika, mukaenda paSouth Africa apa, vamalema vanenge vachiita zvavo, vatera lekota vakamboitawo political party yavo, varamaposa vanenge vachiitawo zvavo, zvifamba zvakadaro vamaimani vachiita zvavo. Media imwe ichitaura vamwe vaitotaurawo nezve inozi state capture kuSouth Africa. Tikaenda kune dzimwe nyika muno muAfrica muchaona kuti media inenge ichidini ine mafungiro akasiyana. Hatifani kumanikidzana kuita mafungiro mamwe chete, hazvimbozi zvakaita. Inini nemi tinokwanisa kunge tiri mukoma nemunin'ina but hatikwanisi kufunga zvakasiyana. That's number one. Number two, ndinoona kunge dambudziko redu rimwe ratinoita nderevanhu ava vepolitics. Vanhu vepolitics vanenge vachida kuti isusu tinge tisingafarirani, tinge tisingawirirani, tichingonongedzana uroyi. Nepamwe pangada kuti panokwanisa kuti pataurirane zvinhu zvichifambira mberi. Handifungi kuti pane vanhu vanoda kuti nyika yavo igare ichitambudzika. Vanhu vanogada kuti nyika yavo iendere mberi.
Thank you.
So whenever we have a problem, tikada kuti ndinhingadai, tinoitawo dambudziko kuti problem yacho inonoka kupera.
Thank you so much, Mr. Kuchera. Thank you so much, Mr. Kuchera. I think Mr. Mananda, you were answered there by Mr. Kuchera. He was asking what a stable economy is in a country. And that is what Mr. Kuchera was explaining. Yes. And also he pointed out that there is too much negative reporting from the media in Zimbabwe, which he thinks is not fatal for the country to progress economically. Mm. Yeah.
Did it include some of the state-controlled papers?
I'm not sure. Yes.
Yeah, let's just read what people are saying on Facebook. Usitni Luandle Mdluli uti, the government doesn't have a clue anymore about, you know, what they're doing. They should simply dissolve and let other people do the job for them. If they are now destroying the transport system, how do they think people will enter into that kind of a business? So Zimbabwe is open for business, Then we've got Umusa Masbogo, uti bantu kauli, kastel uti ukulumela bani vele. Yes, akuzwa kakhulu konapho. Utekane Hlabangane uti ngicela ubuze uMr. Kaule ukuthi did the minister Mthuli Ncube get parliamentary approval to get that loan of 500 million? Then we've got Sydney again. He says they must reduce the army budget and reduce ministers. Maybe that is going to work. Then Busani Mbusontini says a single currency is the only option, US dollar or rand. Then we've got Wallace Wesley, who says the rand is actually working in Lesotho. The rand is also working in Swaziland and is working very well, even in South Africa, where it originates from. Why not Zimbabwe? Those are big questions.
Yes, we also have Pashona Facebook page, Edu Gibbs, Tina Lois Magudu, Anzi Jakao Mashua, then Sara Mazengera, Anzi Nyikango Imamvemve, Vakanga Vashuona Mafumo, and Dafunga Rukutara Kambo Kamkanya, Thomas Mafumo, Kekutini Kawema Mvemve, Tina Andiswen Dimai, Dimushare, Edith Gara, Anzi Shirukui Chikamunika, Jakafana Nogutin Nyika, Aina Arkui Tunga Mira. Amadzimai nasa ane chiki dzokunyora datanga nava mai kana kuti muzvare Louis Magudu tikaverenga muzvare kana kuti mai Sara Mazengera tikaverenga mai Edith Gara iye zvine zvipana mai kana muzvare Thandiwe Gumbo anzilichona njani Mahlave Zulu watching from Johannesburg then tinamukoma Ray Makolo anzi chaora chinicho then Boas Bomero anzi kurwira masimba kwaura yanyika mukoma Nico Dimas Matariro anzi Mr. Gaule, zvinhu zviri kukwidzwa hazvisi kutengeswa nema RTGS zviri kutengwa nemari no zvigani dzokorore Mr. Gaule, zvinhu zviri kukwidzwa hazvisi kutengwa nema RTGS zviri kutengwa nemari chaiyo kwete edu awo ma RTGS then mukoma Boas vadzoka zvakare vachiti kurira dumbu noti vanhu kwete vari kuti haikunai kuti mungoda kugutsa dumbu renyu musingagutse veruzhinji. Those are some of the views from our followers vari kutitevera vari pashona Facebook page yedu.
So Baba Kaule uyeza abantu vakhuluma khona mpake abanye bathi uhulumende usengani sehlulekile kube labanye abakhuluma sibili ukuthi katimali yena le ivele ivele ngaphi kambe uhulumende nxa ukuthi ngacabanga nje kuphela songani kulobu zima uyamuza sithi 500 million siyakwazi kwenzakala ngeminyaka le edlulayo kungabuya kunye futhi 500 million abantu bathi kuhamba njani Kaule.
Yeah, ukuthi esikhathini esiningi abantu sisuka ukuvele phakathi kwelizwe kulohlupho oludala olwavela emuva olilo solukhona olusifaka phakathi komumo nalo ukuthi lanxa sokusenziwa nangule ndlala ekhaya wabuya hambe ezingela abuyele mina abibeke laphana abantwana badle abanye bangalibuza ukuthi lithethe ngaphi kumbe ulitshontshile kumbe ulibambe ngelokuzeni kumbe uhlambe wathi akubukhiphe komunye but okusalayo ukuthi thine sikukhangelela lapha sile ndlala kade sekhaya la indlala leyi uminista uyasincedisa ukuthi izinto zingami siyeloku sihamba silungisa okunye okona sihamba asilamali yethu elizweni lethu imali yethu Gibbs uhlupho esilalo kakhulu ukuthi asilayo imali eqonana lathi engeyethu elizwe lethu ngawuke sile mali zabanye abantu ezisuka zikhitshwe ngabanye abantu ngamasibaka labanye abathize laba abanye singese baqambe abanye bathize abazozisebenza lapha phakathi kwezi bazoyi-investa kodwa bethatha imali zana phinde bebuyele lazo silohlupho olukhulu olunjengalona kathesi ungakhangela kathesi abantu babo babhizi bayabhena izimali bayenzani bayabhena ama-r t g s lanala ama-ecocase lani lanlani into ezinjengazinezo ezidalele ukuthi ezisiyela nekukhweza kwama-prizes lani 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 yizinto ezonke ezimele ukuthi uhulumende angenele azilungisise zenezi zinto ezinjengazinezo yikho abantu bekhala.
Yes, abakhulu-ke sicela ubambe khonapho so citing some ills, you know, in the economy. Say some people are burning money and all those kind of things. And so the government should actually monitor and punish some of these people.
Those are what we have been hearing
for years now.
For
years. Yes, Dr. Gislo Mzingwane, Mzingwane, Baba Mzingwane, Kunjani? Mzingwane, Sabon.
Yebo, Nyalizo ba.
Yebo, Kunjani Mzingwane.
Hayi impilile.
Nanku umnotho kunzima Mzingwane. Lamhla abantu sibanika 1.5 minutes ukuthi bakhuluma bakufisayo. Phosela kuba.
Yeah, hayi lapha nje thina singakhala sithi government ebusayo njani na, but yona vele i-government leyo ayinanhliziyo yabantu. Kube kuyayenza nje baphume nje bonke uqale kada, ngoba singaze sithi i-government ayenze lokhu yona le ebusayo. Akukho lokhu kodwa abangakwenzela abantu. Yitho ngaphandle kokuthi bona bazenzele okwabo, bakholise bona bodwa. Imali leyi abayifakayo yona engamaphepha yabo kuze kuthi mana bade bazidlela imali zamanye amazwe bazihambele lapha funa khona. Abananhliziyo zabantu vele asinayo igamene sifana nanje labathi bezintandane.
Singathi po manje beke baphonga ukuphuma phela uzokuthiwa kuphule kuhle sebephumile. Kulungiswa njani khona manje lokho kuhluphayo lokho?
Kumele abantu babambane. Bazame ukuthi bona bayikhiphe ngokubambana nje kuhle iphume yona igovernment.
Wena vele ujakho napho uthi uhulumende kashaye phansi.
Hayi, kashaye phansi uhulumende kambe kuninyeka lokuthintana nje kwefana naphela lokuthi ubona ukhiphe idonki ufake ibhiza ukuthi hayi uzaba ngcono ukhiphe njalo ukubisela idonki ukuthi ukhiphe ibhiza ukuthi uzaba ngcono khona bakula nto iyabe ngcono.
Aha, so pho manje khonapho linaliphila njani lapho khona Mzingwane?
Hayi, kubuhlungu nje, siyakhangela lapha nalapha, sinalo akula nto ekhona vele, akula dizila, akula petrol, akulani, kulayiniwe. So kuyinto nje eyijayelo lanxa ubona ilayini emagarajini, so kukanti yinto vele kumele vele siphile njalo, so kukanti yinto enhle but into ebuhlungu kakhulu. Kodwa nje asiyi emsebenzi ngakhona ukuthi khona sisebenza ngezimoto ukuthi khona sihambe ngemoto siyesebenza, asiyi kusebenza ngenxa yokuthi ifikele asilayo.
Ye mathudo, kodwa kuthiwa izupuko phela siyehliswe ukuthi nxa uhamba ngayo kuzokwehliswa ukuthi kube yimalini. Nxa kade kuyi-$2 sokuyidola.
Sangiye usize ngalutho, bona kabasinike imisebenzi sisebenze, bayehlise izinto zikhwele ngendlela eqondile, bengathi ye ngiyinto ezizwidi njengabantwana ukuthi khona bayehlise uzupuko. Asinandawo lo zupuko, amani yezi uzupuko engikho sikhila kona.
Hayi, siyakuzwa Mzingwane sibili, hayi. Ungathini lokusasa baba, sibongile kakhulu.
Yabo.
Yeah, so Mr. Mzingwane is a very angry man. He says the government has failed to live up to expectations. And so they should go. He says when a man has to go, a man has to go. And people must get together and push the government out. So because he says they've failed, literally. That's what he's saying.
Regaitins kuna vakuchera, vakuchera. Vakuchera. Tanga tichitaura nevanokwira mabhazi vari kutambira zvakanyanya nemufaro nemaoko maviri danho ratorwa nehurumende rekudimura mari dzekuripira iri nezvikamu makumi mashanu kubva muzana 50% reduction yemafees kuzupukoko. Asi vamwewo mukati mwemuwane mubvunzo wekuti kana bhazi ranga richita $2 zvichienderana nemutengo wepeturu nezvinodiwa nemunhu kuti bhazi ringe richifamba, makazi emari dimura nezvikamu 50%, ndiana anenge achizoisa imwe mari iri kudiwapo?
Ngati takangana kuti taimbova nawo mazupuko, ngatibvunze kuti chii chakakonzera kuti mazupuko aende kuye ava vemakombi. Takazozvigadzirisa here paakudzoka mazupuko manyowani aya? Nekuti tichaita dambudziko ratakaita pekutanga ramboita kuti mazupuko aya adini aende. Nyaya iripo chaye chaye inyaya nhatu. Chekutanga ndechekuti uori hwakanyanyisa kuwanda. Chero purezidendi vakazvibvumawo izvozvo kuti uori hwakanyanyisa kuwanda muhurumende nemuprivate sector mationa. Ndopanofanira kubatwa ipapo kuti ikonomi yedu inge ichikwanisa kufamba. Chechipiri, handiwirirani hangu navagaule vari kutaura nyaya dzekuti isusu tinofanira kuita mari yedu. One of the stabilizing factors dzemari kana munayo inyaya yeconfidence, kuti vanhu vanenge vane confidence here mumari yachona. Chero mukavamanikidza kuti taane dollar remuZimbabwe, kana vasina confidence, vasina chivimbo nemari iyoyo vasingakwanisi kutemba nayo mari iyoyo inoita futi dambudziko.
Right, taurai chechitatu tine muteerera ari parunhare, chingotaurai the third one tombokubatisai.
Right, the third one ndekuti isusu ngatidini ngationesane pamwe kwete kuti tovharirana panze kana takuita zvekupanana maidea.
Thank you so much. Vakucharambai muri parunhare. Ndazva kuti tine muteereri, tina mukoma Donald Mamboma. Mukoma Mamboma, maswera sei?
Mukoma Gibbs, maswera sei uyu muko?
Aiwa, mukoma Gibbs, maswera ndini nasi Gibbs, ndinotenda. Tipei pfungwa dzenyu.
Ndiyabonga mfowethu.
Thank you, mukoma wangu. Ndiona sekuti hurumende yedu iyi inongovimbisa zvinhu zvaisingakwanisi kumboita. Ndo muromo usingazari gwere gwishu. Nokuti yakambotinda kubhadhara varungu varimi vachena vakapfeka mapurazi hatina kana hwanu watakahwaka dzakabhadharwa. Iye hurumende yacho hatirina mari, vashandi chaivo havasi kuwana mari, vanoshanda vanoishandira. Yeso nhasi yava kutaura zvezvimwe zvezvekuti tinakuta mari yakati. Iye mari yacho nokupinda munyika, saka ine zvinoshandisa kuti zvinhu zvainovimbisa zvirimbo inenge yadhakwa neko ende vanenge vasvitei chaizvo kuti here kana kuti vanenge vasvitei.
Asi ndofunga vanotaura
zvinopesana nezvirimo nepazviri paground.
Asi ndofunga vanenge
vanotaura tamunanyi mari.
Vanenge vanombotaura vanhu kuti like ipapa tirunzwa kuti vawana mari 500,000 iri kutaurwa iyi kubva kunze. Saka mungazoti hamuzive kuti mari iri kubva kupi sei?
Kana vaiwana kubva kunze, saka ndiada kubhadharisa varungu vachena, varungu vakapirwa mapurasi here?
Aiwa, iyi yakanangana vakatotaura specifically kuti iri kuiswa kumabhanga kuti vanhu vanenge vachida kuzowana mari yekushandisa kutenga mishonga, kutenga mafuta nezvimwe zvakadaro, vawane nereti inenge iripo pamusika iyoyo. Saiwa, dimurai zvenyu, ndisa kudyirai nguva. Pedzai tingoti ga nokuti kwakunguva dzakunguruka.
Ndiona sekuti hangu haide yanga yasiyira vamwepama private companies aite mumwe basa rana fiwo vasiyana nezvizvinhu zvavo mobata-bata pose pose ngavarege zvokungodzamba pose pose ndokuti nyika iende mberi vapema private companies ngavaite maprivate maengi maparasita vasingabatsira ngavamatengesi kumaprivate companies pano pano kuramba vakangozvichiita zvinhu zvasingakwanisi ngavarege. Kuzina magedha hakuna zvesa ngaive private ite partnership namaprivate companies haikona kungoti zvesa yoga munyika ngavapewo mamwe manji maindependent power producers aite basa magedha aitike munyika
hapana
zvainokwanisa kuita hurumende iyi kuzina vakupuwa mari inobva kuzhe saka ndiyada kubhadharisa varungu futi vari kuzhekwa.
Thank you so much mukoma Mamboma.
Alright, mukoma.
Morara zvakanaka. He is bitter. He says that government is full of empty promises. And he also touched on the issue of the fuel industry. He says it also must allow private players.
Yeah.
I think the government is dabbling into too much pots. Here and there, here and there, here and there.
Yeah. So, ubaba kaule ungu businessman.
Yes.
So, ubaba kaule ungu soma business sibili. Nga kukuthi uthengisa umentshisi, asithathi umentshisi, kumbe sithi sinkwa. Uthengisa njani sibili ukuthi ugcine uzuza iprofit kulapho? Sike sikuzwe baba Gawule. Usakhona ecingweni baba Gawule? Ungazani asisamuzwa kuhle lapha singazuthi uhamba njani. Baba Gawule ukhona ecingweni? Ye, ungazani ucingo lakhe. What is sikhulumele abantu?
Ye, rigaiti munzwa kuti pana tina mukoma Trust Chipanga. Anzi, Mr. Gawule, no facts. Where is foreign currency to stabilize the prices? Then, mkoma Augustine Mawodzwa. South Africa ine democracy. Vama simba kuchera. Zvasiyana nezvedu kuZimbabwe. Kunoreva vanhu. Nekuti avotira bato rinopikisa. Zvakanda mkoma Kotini Kotimpemi. Zvino zvakamira sei munyika? Then Leonard Mutenda, Zimbabwe yedu yaora. Then Mr. Nicodemus Matariro, Mr. Gawule, Zimbabwe economy is not command economy. Ndo mangwe mashoko ati nawe iwaya.
Yes, lo mtutu zisibanda lapha ke Facebook yetu ku VOA Ndebele. Lingakhohlwa phela ukuthi sile VOA Studio 7 kuzobuya ke iVOA Ndebele le VOA Shona xa lingena ma Facebook page zona lawo. Umtutu zisibanda uthi we need a true leader. Akusela nkokheli kwele Zimbabwe. Usikhumbuze umlalazi uthi sesikhona Dube lathi sitikini. Kuzobuye ke umthandeni Mqondisi Jibale uthi Gawule is not worried at all. He is good at protecting Zanu PF people. then tekena tabanga uti my way umananda sependukile njalo. So mhlawu because umananda manana nqa ulalele kulapho ngena ku Facebook umpendulo ubaba lapha uphinde bese ukukhuluma ukuthi kumele ugawule yacasise sibile abantwini ukuthi imali ivele ihamba njani kumele sibe kwazi ukuthi vele kuyinokuhambayo kuzobuya ke ubusani mbuso ntini ukuthi sogawule uyavuma ukuthi Zanu PF isiyehlulekile. How can a government fail to have its own currency and let alone have people printing those RTGSs? Yes, zokuthi ke silomlaleli
ucingweni. No, Gawule is back.
Yeah, uGawule kuthi asephendukile. So baba Gawule nxa sikhangele sibili konoko okwenzakala lokukhulunywa ngabantu, pho ilizwe liya ngapi baba Gawule?
Ilizwe liya phambili. Okwakathethi akubuyelwe emuva kuyasetshenzwa. Konoko sikhuluma ngakho inhlupho zonke zenele zibhekana lelizwe. Ikuthi into yakuqala vele kakhulu kibze khona uhulumende amele aqine ngayo njengeparty esevumele esakuphasayo ekuconference ngo-December kumnyaka ophelileyo. Sathi thina akulwise i-corruption njengeparty. Ihulumende lomlando ukuthi entweni zonke eziba ngumgoqo omningi i-corruption. Into yakuqala emele ilwise kakhulu i-corruption ngoba kungcolile indawo yonke la nge-corruption. Ndiyithi kuhulumende la ku-private sector konke, ama-departments e-government, akahulumende la ku-private sector konke kubolile. Abantu bayantshontsha amasela agcwele elizwe ngeke lihambe liye phambili ngokusela obukhona la ngokuganga okukhona phakathi kwehulumende.
Mhm. Kodwa kwezakala yini umuntu angabotshwa uyangena yini entolongweni?
Umuntu upresident uthena ekhuluma lo minister okhangela ngezomthetho elizweni uziyami uthe ama cases e corruption ayakhambe phambili abantu babotshwe. Ababotshwa abantu kupresident utsho njalo. And ngakhona kupresident uthi abantu kababotshwe yikuthi nje ayisuke upresident kazenzeli kodwa kulabantu abamenzelayo umsebenzi phansi la. Yiloba angane umsebenzi bayawuyekethisa but upresident ufaka ilokuzeli kakhulu ukuthi amandla ukuthi akulwishe kakhulu i-corruption ukuze into zonke zihambe.
Yeah. Siyawuza kakhulu ke. So Mr. Gawule is talking about corruption. He says that's one of the most common ills in Zimbabwe. So, and the president is always talking about it. So I ask the question, is he fighting it? He says, yeah, they're trying, but they're not implementing it.
Yeah, that's, I think, fighting and implementing, they're two different things.
Yeah, that's right, yes. So let's go to Mr. Kuchera, if you can.
Kuchera. Mr. Kuchera. Yes, Dano, irire hurumende ore kuti mari inenge ichizo yanga ichishandiswa nevanotenga mafuta yanga iri pa 1:1 vakutenga nemari inenge iri pamusika nguva iyo munoona kuti danho rakanaka here rinobatsira nenzira dzipi
kana mari iri iko kubenge rinobatsira kuti mitengo inge ichiita kana kuti inge isingarambe ichipira chaneta ndechekuti mari inodiwa kutenga zvinhu zvakawanda iforeign currency. Rangarirai kuti tinotenga zvinhu zvakawanda kudarika zvatinotengesa. Saa tinoshandisa foreign currency yakawanda. Chero matoothpick tinotenga. Zvinototi mukatoita wakabhizinesi kenyu kekuti tengesera matoothpick tinotenga. Dambudziko ndiro iroro rekuti mari yatinoshandisa yakawandisa. Saka ikawanikwa kubhengi nemari yakatiderirei zvinoita kuti mitengo inge isingarambi chikwira.
Chikwira. Aiwa, tunotenda wakuchera paita muteerera ari parunhare.
Ye, kulo Makeza siyabonga kuri jonga. Makeza kunjani?
Ai siyaphila.
Ye, Makeza sibili 30 seconds. Siyaphila kakhulu 30 seconds. Chova kolomba Makeza. Ye, utuqede.
Ye, mina ngithi ngabe ave Zanu PF bayabona udubo olukhona. Ngabe bayahlangana lo muntu okufuze behlangane laye. Le i-MDC kaChamisa. Ngoba isikhathi esidlulile lapha kugubu ade kukhona uthwangre esaphila. Bahlangana izinto zabaright. Lakathesi nje loko ngalokho kuzanywa. Bangazami kuyanina.
Kungalunga ngokutsho kwakho isikhathi du manje Mageza. Siya kungenisa ngesikhathi esilandelayo. Sorry, we're out of time. All right. And we have to leave it there. We think our guests this evening, Mr. Pilif Kaule of ZANU-PF. Then we had Mr. Michael Ndweni, who is a vendors leader and is also a political and economic commentator. We also had Mr. Masimba Kuchera, who is an economic commentator based in Harare. Signing off is Kip Stube in Washington, D.C., hoping that we are going to meet again here on Studio 7 Live Talk next time.
And I'm Jonga Kandemiri, Chitenda Vose, Bakwanisa Kupinda Mchirongwa, Mara Rakanaka. Thank you.